everyone. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. Thank you guys so much for pressing play today. I want to start off this podcast by saying God has been so good to me. And when I say God has been so good to me, it doesn't mean everything in my life is going right. It doesn't mean that I'm happy all the time. It doesn't mean that, you know, life is perfect. But it just means that God loves me so much that every day he is allowing me to wake up to fail, you know. He's allowing me to wake up to learn. I'm waking up to thrive, to be disappointed. You know, all the things that make us human beings, you know. So I just wanted to start the podcast by saying that because there's so much truth in it. And I know that if it wasn't for God, I would not be where I am today mentally, physically, and emotionally. So I just had to start off this podcast to give praise to whom praise is due. And that is, of course, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's get into this podcast today. I hope y'all are having a good day. I'm getting ready to start some yoga, but I figured I'd get this podcast done before my babies get home and they start driving me crazy. So here I go. This podcast today is by request, actually. I had a few of you on Instagram inbox me, and a few of you wanted to know how my vegan journey was going. So this podcast is specifically for you guys. And it's my first, or actually it's my second Instagram request. So thank you so much for following me and for being interested in how my vegan journey is going. So I wanted to share that with you all today. And so here's a quick update on what's been going on with me as far as this new whole diet change. It's been going great so far. It's easier said than done, of course, because my body is going through this detox. Like, what are you doing? And it wasn't one of those things that, you know, I planned to do. It sort of happened, like, at the spur of the moment type of thing. I was just like, okay, I'm tired of eating meat. I'm just tired of feeling, you know, weird. I just feel like sometimes my hormones get a bit imbalanced. So I was like, you know, I need to get this thing under control. So I'm just going to stop eating meat. And you guys, it was like a split second decision. I kid you not. So it was like I decided to go vegan on a Sunday, and by Monday I completely just turned my whole life around. And my body was like, what are you doing to me, Alice? So the first thing that happened to me when I decided to know, you know what, I'm not gonna eat meat, I'm not going to eat any dairy products or whatever. I mean, I've always incorporated like a semi-vegan diet, like I told you guys in my last podcast and on Instagram. I've always, you know, had mostly like a plant-based diet. So I would say like maybe before I decided to go fully vegan, my diet was probably 85% vegan, you know, and the rest was like I ate whatever I wanted. I hate to be deprived of things. It's like, what do you mean I can't eat that, you know? But I just decided to give this thing a shot. But I just want to start with giving you guys some of the pros and cons of what's been going on with this diet for me so far. So I'll start off with the pros, of course, the good stuff. One of the pros I've noticed is that I have my menstrual cycle is lighter. Well, in the beginning, it was lighter. So I was, and it was delayed by like 12 days. So I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on with me? What's happening? Okay, Alice, get your life together. What did you do to your body? You know, so that was like, and it was late. So I was just like, I wasn't really freaking out because I'm like, I know it was all good, but still I was just like, where's my menstrual cycle? Because, you know, as a woman, your menstrual cycle is sort of like part of you, which is the norm. So when it's not there, you're like, what is happening to my body? And I noticed that like, I broke out really bad. Now I have very sensitive skin, and that's why I have, you know, this very strict skincare regimen down where I wash my face every night. I don't sleep with makeup on. If I forget for some weird reason, which is rare, but if for some reason I come from a wedding or whatever and I'm so tired and I have makeup, like I just wake up in the middle of the night, y'all, and I wash my face with just water. I'm like, I'm not gonna look for no soap, but I just wash my face with water. So, and also, you know, I just want to, I always make sure that I put this like nightly cream on or whatever. And sometimes I don't because I have oily skin. Sometimes I just like wash my face. But my favorite products, I'm going a little bit off course here, but stay with me. So like my favorite facial products is Neutrogena. I love Neutrogena. Especially the deep facial cleanser. That's what I use a lot when I'm on my menstrual cycle to keep my face clean and clear. And so one time I was being cheap, right? I was like, man, I ain't spending no $5 on Neutrogena when I could spend like $4 on like the CVS brand, whatever, right? And now I've been using Neutrogena products since I was like 16. I am 35. So it's been, Neutrogena and I, you know, we've been really acquainted. I've spent a lot of time doing my research, and Neutrogena seems to be the only, I'm sitting in this closet and my butt's starting to hurt, so I'm just trying to sit up. Anyways, so yeah, Neutrogena seems to be the only product that works for me. And so I've always been a Neutrogena fan, you know. I love their products because it really does wonders on my skin. And so I was trying to be cheap. So I went ahead and went to go buy the CVS brand, and my skin was like, ah, what is this? No. And this is why I changed my diet to vegan now, mind you. I was doing all kind of crazy stuff. I was like, I don't even know what I was doing. I was just like going for it. So I started using that on my skin and it was not working. I was still breaking out. I had like really bad pimples in my skin. I felt like I looked like how when I was pregnant with my firstborn, with my son, and I felt like the color of my skin, like my pigment got a lot darker. And so that's how I looked. When I changed my diet, I felt like my pigment got a whole lot darker, and I started having all these pimples in my face because my body was just like not understanding what I was doing. And so that was one of the things that happened with the lighter menstrual. That's not really a pro, but I just wanted to throw that out there. That probably should, I should have waited for the con, but I just decided to let it go. But yeah, the pros of that was I have a lighter menstrual, and the second one is that my hormone seems to be more under control. Like, normally when I have my menstrual cycle, I become, like, really crazy. I used to hear people say that, you know, like, women be like, oh, they so act so crazy on their menstrual cycle, they act all, and I used to think, that's not me, I'm fine. Yeah, right, no, it was me at one point. And I used to always wonder, like, why would I get so mad all the time? And that's when my kids would irritate me the most. That's when I didn't want to talk to my husband. Everybody was irritating me. And I couldn't understand why I was mad all the time. And I'd be at work just side-eyeing people. And they're looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I didn't know it was because I was on my menstrual cycle. I know it sounds naive. I'm really in tune with my body, but I didn't know at that time. And so I was at work. And one of my coworkers recommended this app. If you guys don't know about it, it's this Flow app. It's called Flow. And what it basically does is it helps you keep track of your menstrual cycle every month. And you get to also write down your symptoms and how you're feeling as far as like if you're angry, if you're frisky, if you're mad, you know, or if you're happy. And you get to track down the flow and all that stuff. And so, excuse me, I downloaded the app, F-L-O, F as in Frank, L as in Larry, O, Flow. I downloaded that, and it's been helping me a lot, and I was like, oh. And I took an analysis of a month of tracking what was going on, and it even gives you the time, like how much days you have before your cycle shows up or whatever, and, you know, where your pregnancy, where you're more vulnerable to be pregnant and all that stuff. And I didn't realize that I was acting that way because of my menstrual cycle until I started writing down all my moods and symptoms. And I was just like, that's why I act. And sometimes I would cry. I would get sad. I'm what the heck is wrong with me? I'm not pregnant. Why am I feeling this way? It was all because of my menstrual cycle. I was like, wouldn't you know it? So it was really cool to track all that, you know, and I realized that now that I'm on this vegan journey, that my menstrual cycle is a whole lot. I mean, my hormone balance is a whole lot better. I'm not so crazy. I really think, y'all, like, what you put in your body, yeah, it's really important what you put in your body. And this is not to tell anybody what to do or how to live your life, but this is just my opinion. It's just my two cents. I really do feel like what you put in your body has a lot to do with how you think, how you act. And that's why I chose to, you know, try to be more kind to my body by choosing a healthier diet, and by, I don't like the word diet, a healthier lifestyle, and also trying to work out and stuff. So I noticed that. And the third thing I noticed, I probably said it already, but I have noticed my skin got a lot clearer now. This is after I went through that, you know, acne phase. Like, my skin is a whole lot more clearer. It's brighter. I drink a lot of water, or at least I try to drink a lot of water too, so that might add to it, but that's one of the pros of this vegan journey as well. Another pro is that I just, you know, decided to do this thing because it was good for my, I just felt like it was good for my body. It was a good option for me personally. And you have to understand, I've tried so many different things throughout the years. I've tried so many different things, you guys, to lose weight. And I've done, like, juicing. I've done CrossFit. I've hired a personal trainer. If for you that follow me, know that last year, that I hired a personal trainer. And the only reason why I had to stop using my personal trainer was because I moved to a new city, and it was so hard for me. I was like, I just started with this guy, now I gotta leave. Lord, help me. And so I had to quit that. And also, I decided to, you know, tighten up my budget, so I had to, like, eliminate something. And I decided to eliminate that. And I know, like, when things get back on track for me, I'm going to start, like, looking for a new one. I tried looking for a new one here in this new city that I'm at, but couldn't find nobody. But I won't give up, though. I don't even know why I'm saying that. I must be really tired, y'all. Like, I came from work. I must be really tired, but we're going to get through this podcast, okay? And the fifth pro of going vegan, I noticed that I sleep better. I sleep a heck of a lot better. And I don't know if it's a combination of me trying to eat right and doing yoga at the same time, because I know yoga is extremely well good for your body. And why did I choose yoga? I mean, I've tried everything else, so, like, why not? Like I said, I've tried CrossFit. I've tried HIIT training. I've hired a personal trainer. I hate running, so I stopped doing that. What else did I do? I've tried many different things throughout the years, and I've never really tried yoga. So I was like, you know what? Because I love to challenge myself. I love just, like, seeing how far I can take my body. I like seeing how many ways I can make my body obey, you know, so that I can be in the shape that I want. And I've always had, like, this love-hate relationship with my body in a way. Like, when I was a lot smaller, I thought in my head that I was bigger. It was, like, sort of like an illusion. Like, girl, what you talking about? You 17. You ain't big. But, you know, it was all in my freaking head. Now that I had some kids, and I was like, oh, you know what? I should have appreciated the body that I had back then. But it's okay. I'm not here to talk about body weights or whatever, because I feel like anybody can be happy in their skin that they in. If you love your size, you know, embrace your size. If you love the way you look, embrace it. Heck, you only get one chance at this life. So if you love the body that you're in and it's healthy and it works for you, then baby, girl, keep going, you understand? So, but for me, it was always like this thing where I was, you know, I used to be an athlete. I used to run track, whatever, and when I was in high school. And so it really threw me for a loop when I, like, started gaining weight because of my pregnancy or whatever. I just didn't really know how to handle that, but I've, you know, learned throughout the years that I'm proud that God even decided to use me to bring a life into this world, you know? So, and there's ways that you can lose the weight if you really want to. But that's not a podcast. I'm not going to take y'all through that. I just want to let y'all know that, you know, I sleep better now. It's good for me, and I find myself losing weight, especially around my stomach area, you know, like taking meat and dairy out of my diet. There I go with that word again, not diet. Taking meat and dairy out of my lifestyle has been good for me because, yeah, I've lost a few pounds. I don't know because I haven't used a scale in like years. And the reason for that is because I used to be obsessed with the scale. I mean, I remember one time when I was on Weight Watchers after I had my first child, I was trying to lose weight. And I did pretty good on Weight Watchers. I ain't gonna lie, I lost like 45 pounds. Mind you, when I had my son, my last weigh-in was like 299. 299 on a 5'5" body frame is no joke. And I remember my last weigh-in, my husband was laughing at me. I wanted to punch that man in his throat, but I was like, you know what? It's all good. But we have this thing where we like, you know, like play pranks on each other, whatever. So I didn't take it too seriously. But he was like, because I weighed 199. So he was like, if you weigh 200 pounds, this ain't going to work. This marriage ain't going to work. And he was joking, of course, but I was just like, this fool. But yeah, I stepped on that scale and that thing said 199. I said, that's the biggest I've ever been in my life. I ain't going to lie. So not only did like low self-esteem hit me at the same time, but depression hit me. And I was happy that, you know, I was going to have a healthy baby boy. I was proud of that. But I didn't really care when I was pregnant with my son. I would just eat whatever I want. Man, I was so happy being big. I was a big, fat, happy mama. I ain't even going to lie. I used to eat whatever I want. And my husband would give me whatever I want. It'd be like in the middle of the night, he would go buy me ice cream or whatever. Like 5 o'clock in the morning, be out at McDonald's. And I was just happy, man. And the doctor warned me. She's like, Alice, you need to stop eating. You need to calm down because it's going to be hard for you after you pass that 45-pound mark. Because I gained like 45 pounds. I sure did. And she was like, it's going to be hard for you to lose the weight. I'm thinking, man, working out is my thing. I'm a tough cookie. I got this. It ain't going to be hard for me to lose weight. Yeah, right. I should have listened to my doctor. I thought she knew what she was talking about. She knew exactly what she was talking about because it took me, what, 4 or 5 years to get that weight off? Nah, I think my son was like 3 or 4 when I lost, like, yeah, I lost most of it. But anywho, I gave y'all the pros. Now let's get into the cons because I don't really want to make this a long podcast. I got to go work out before these kids get here. So the con, they're out at their uncle's house, so I'm taking my time going over there because I know when they get here, they're going to drive me crazy. But I love them, though. So the cons of going vegan, for me, like I told y'all in the beginning, I went through a serious, like, acne issue where my face was like, what's happening? And I was talking to someone, I can't remember who, but they were like, oh, it's because your body was going through a detox. I didn't know at the time. It was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's why my body was reacting the way it was reacting. Because my body was going through a detox, trying to get all the impurities, I guess. And the second con was that I suffered light headaches. I would just, like, periodically get a headache. And I would drink a lot of water, and I would try to lay down, but it would, like, come and go. And I just think that's because my body was trying to get used to it, because I'm better now. I don't have that issue now. And from time to time, I find myself, like, the other third con is that from time to time, ooh, my legs are going to sleep. Hold on. Oh, Lord. I got to wake up my legs. I'm almost done here. Come on, legs. Don't let me down. I'm almost done. And touching my toes trying to wake it up, y'all. If y'all could see me. This is like my YouTube because nobody can't see me. But it's like YouTube that you can't see. That's why I like podcasting because you can do all this crazy stuff and nobody can't really see you because all they can hear is your voice. But anyways, I'm getting off topic here. But, yeah, like from time to time I would relapse to eating meat and that caused me to have serious headaches. Let me tell you a little story. So one time, right, it was like maybe my third week in it, and my kids knew about it because they would like hold me accountable. My son is 10, my daughter is 5, but they would hold me accountable because I told them, like, y'all, if y'all see mommy grab the meat, make sure you say, Mommy, you can't eat that. Because, you know, you got to have, like, team building when you're going through these new phases in your life. You can't, some of these stuff you can't do by your own, by yourself. So I needed all the support I can get, and that included my kids. So I decided to include my kids. And so we went to Chick-fil-A one time after work. And my son, you know, he got his little, his whatever he got, sandwich or whatnot. My daughter got her nuggets. And I was feeling some type of way. So I was like, oh, you know, it's been 3 weeks. I think I'm okay. Let me order a salad. But, you know, of course, I'm at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, by the way, you know, is one of my favorite restaurants. Well, at least it used to be. I can't really eat nothing there no more, but it's one of my favorite restaurants. And I ordered a chicken salad. So I'm sitting at the table, and I was like, you know, I'm fine. I mean, I'm just... Because, like, one thing I don't do is, like, I don't beat myself up. Like, if I relapse to eating meat, I'm like, oh, I ate meat. And then I stop for, like, the next day or whatever. I don't beat myself up because I know that this vegan journey is a process. Like, I'm not... Like, it's going to take time for my mind and my body to be like, okay, you know what? This, what you used to do, you can't do. You know, let's not do it anymore. So, I don't beat myself up when I relapse. But anyways, so I'm at Chick-fil-A and I took a bite of the chicken salad, y'all. So I'm eating, it's all good, right? And I'm eating. All of a sudden, like 5 minutes into my meal, I think my body was like, what are you doing to me? So all of a sudden, I just started feeling sick, like instantly it hit me. I started having a headache. And I told my son, I think I'm about to throw up. My son's like, Mama, I told you you shouldn't have ate that meat. I told you, Mommy. Mommy, why didn't you listen to me? You shouldn't have ate that chicken salad. I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be fine. He's like, yeah, I told you. And, you know, he's like, oh, but he's mostly afraid for me because my son, you know, is very sensitive to me. And he's always trying to protect me and stuff like that. So he was just like, I told you not to eat that, Mommy. You gonna be okay. And I'm like, you know me, I'm trying to be brave. You know, you gotta be brave in front of your kids sometimes. You just can't really show them that, you know, you about to have a nervous breakdown. So I was like, I'm gonna be fine, Kelly. I'm gonna be fine. You know, I'm gonna be fine. But I was like, we gotta go home because my stomach was just like, and I literally had to come home. I don't know how I drove home because my headache was like thumping. Like my head started hurting really bad. And when I got home, I had to lay down and drink a lot of water. And then I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not eating meat ever again. And then I found myself like, where was I? I can't remember if I did it again, but I probably did it again once or twice. And then the same thing happened. I was at work. Yeah, I ate something. And in my head, because I told people I worked too, and they were very supportive of it. But and they're like, are you sure you want to eat that, Alice? And I can't remember what it was, but all I know is that I got a serious headache. And I was just like, that's it. This meat thing has got to go, you know. And the fourth thing is, it was hard for me to find, like, what to eat. Because I found myself going online a lot. And I was trying different recipes. I would make things up. That's in the beginning. I'm better now because I sort of, like, have this. You know, I don't mind eating the same thing every day for a week. Because what I do for lunch, I eat the same thing every day for a week. But it's different things every week, you know. But I'm that person that I don't mind eating the same thing. I don't have to have a different meal every day of the week. And so in the beginning, though, it was, like, really hard trying to find, like, recipes. And but I was like, it took more time looking for recipes than just me making things up. So I find myself making things up a lot. Or I'll make a dish and just take out the meat part, you know. And when if you guys have been following me for a while, you'll know that one of my favorite recipe sites is SkinnyTaste.com. SkinnyTaste.com is one of my favorite recipe sites. I mean, the lady is like, she does a lot of healthy meals and stuff like that. I'm mostly catered to Weight Watchers and stuff, but I try to, like, do her meatless recipes, which are always awesome. I have never tried any of her recipes that I did not like. Maybe once. But it wasn't me. It was my kids, yeah. My kids, because every time I cook from SkinnyTaste.com, they don't even know. They're like, Mommy, ooh, this is good. But I remember making something once. I can't remember what it was, but they were like, Nami. Oh, I know what it was. It was like a zucchini pancake. My kids looking at me like, nah, Mama, we ain't doing this today. So that's the only time they were like, Yep, my husband was like, nope, we're not eating that. So, but other than that, everything, you know, on her website is pretty awesome. So that's the only pros and cons I have so far. Now, I'm still on this journey. I haven't gotten off the bandwagon. Like today, what did I eat? Oh, I made like this pasta with this different sauce or whatever. Marina sauce. I made that from scratch. So I ate that. And they had, it had meat in it because I did it for my family. It had meat and cheese and stuff in it. With so I took the meat and cheese off and I ate just the pasta. So, you know, I just tried different ways. I drank a lot of water. Or I made like this sweet potato and tofu. I diced them up real small and I sauteed them in spinach and coconut milk with turmeric, and I put a little bit of curry. The recipe called for curry paste, but I didn't have curry paste, so I used a little bit of curry powder, and I just played with it a little bit. So I mean, so far it's been going good. Like if I go to a restaurant, I'm not afraid to be like, you know, this is what I want. People look at you a little weird, but I don't care. They're like, oh, are you vegan? I'm like, yes, I am. And I ain't gonna lie. The first time I said I was vegan, it felt so weird. I was just like, I felt like I was a foreigner in a foreign land. Mind you, I was still in America at Publix that I go to all the time. But to have somebody ask me that was just like, and this is my last story. So check it out. So one time I went to Publix to go buy some tofu, right? Some people like tofu. Some people like tofu. Some people don't. I mean, it's a soy product. Some people like soy. Some people don't like soy. I personally don't have a problem with it. But hey, to each his own. You know, it's all good. So I went to Publix one time, and if you shop at Publix, you know that different Publix have sell different things. They all don't sell the same thing. And because one, which if you, whatever you find at one Publix, you normally don't find at another one. And so that's my experience. I don't know about everybody. So I went to this Publix one time. And I walked up to the lady and I was just like, it was, she was in the produce section. And I walked up to her and I was like, do you have any tofu? And this was a black woman. I don't know a lot of black vegans, and that's fine. I'm sure there's more out there now that things have changed and time have changed. But in my neck of the woods, I don't know a lot of vegans. And it's maybe, I mean, I don't know everybody in my town. But for the most part, I didn't grow up around any black vegans or whatever. And this is not to throw any shade or whatever. I'm just trying to give you guys my experience. So I walked up to the lady and I was like, hi, can you show me where the tofus are? Do you sell tofu? And she looked at me like, I swore she looked at me like I was 5 feet tall, like, or 4 feet tall. Because she looked at me up and down and she was like, tofu? I said, yes, ma'am, tofu. And she was like, oh, what an attitude. It's over there. I was like, this lady don't know me from Adam. Like, you know, I could have said something real smart. You know, the old Alice, the young Alice, the 16-year-old Alice could have, I could have went back into my hat and snatched that old Alice out. But I was like, no, not today, Satan. Ain't doing that no more. I just told her nicely, you know, okay, thank you, with a smile. And I walked over to the tofu section. But just the way she said it was looking at, for me, I might be wrong, but I took it as like, she looking at me like, you black, like, you want tofu? Ain't that for the other folks, you know? That's not what she said, but that's how I interpreted it by her attitude, because she looking at me like I said something wrong, like I cussed or something. I don't know, but it was that was one of my weird experience with going vegan. It was just like, okay, whatever. But other than that, it's been all good. So that's just a little update on my vegan journey. I didn't mean for this to be like 30 minutes long, but it's always fun talking to you guys. I feel like, you know, like we're friends, besties. So it's all good. Yeah, that's my, journey so far on this vegan thing, and I haven't, you know, stopped. I'm still going, I'm still learning different things and what works for me, but I have stopped reading that book because I was just like, I don't know, maybe because it was too long, or maybe because I don't have the time to sit down and read that whole book. I'm not really a speed reader. I like to read and then dissect things, and so that's what's been going on so far with my vegan journey. And I'm still, of course, you know, with being vegan, it makes me more self-conscious of, you know, animals. And it makes me more self-conscious of the world around me and how I can contribute to making it a better planet, you know, by not littering and taking care of Mother Nature and just loving God's creation, you know. And so it's been giving me a lot of clarity, and yoga especially too has given me a lot of clarity, and I love that. So I'm in a really calm phase of my life right now. Like, nothing really gets to me. It doesn't mean I don't get mad or whatever, but my attitude is a whole lot different. I don't take things as seriously as I used to. I'm not uptight about most things these days. I try to laugh a lot, and I don't take people seriously at all because I'm not trying to have anybody's negative energy on me. So it's been really good, you know, and God is good, so I can't complain. So that's my little quick update on my vegan journey by request. I hope you guys enjoyed this little quick podcast. Thank you so much again for pressing play, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Oh, no, before I leave, I did want to, if this thing allows me, I did want to leave you guys with a quick little poem I found online titled Ripples. It's a short poem by Miss Moem. I guess she is like M as in Mary, O-E-M, poem, Moem, by Miss Moem. It's called Ripples. It says, life plays out in ripples from all we do and say. Each of us has an impact, just living day to day. Though the way that we are is all we can control, we are drops in an ocean that we should consider our whole. Positivity and its opposite are so easily spread through variable actions and words that are said. Bring out others' sunshine and help diffuse their tension. Make words spoken about you have nothing bad to mention. Find the joy in life through the little things you do. And remind yourself daily that you're so lucky to be you. So be a beacon of light that cuts through the dark. Let your ripples be love, so only good can take spark. I thought that was a really cute poem, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. And I will talk to you guys on my next podcast. Have a good one. Bye-bye.